Louisville man was killed in a crash in Tuscarawas County Friday night. The Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Jacob Gord was southbound on Balsley Valley Road in Goshen Township. When his vehicle left the road, struck a culvert, and overturned several times, Gord was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at Union Hospital in Dover. Patrol says alcohol and drugs appear to be a factor in the crash, which is under investigation. No one was hurt when shots were fired in a Youngstown neighborhood overnight. WFMJ-TV reports the city's shot spotter system picked up gunfire at about 2:40 this morning in the area of Zediker Street and Cambridge Avenue on the city's south side. Police found no victims or damage at the scene, but did find 60 shell casings in the street and surrounding area. An investigation is underway. No charges will be filed against police officers who shot a man to death in Portage County last October. An investigation by the Ohio BCI cleared the officers of wrongdoing in the death of 43-year-old Matthew Freeze. The man was carrying a knife and axe when he was shot to death on the Portage County hike and bike trail in Ravenna. He had reportedly stabbed a man at a nearby homeless encampment. According to the Record Courier, Portage County Prosecutor Connie Lewandowski told Ohio BCI last month the officers responded appropriately. Police chase in Mahoning County ended in Pennsylvania with an injured police officer. WFMJ-TV reports a driver sped past an officer in New Middletown just after 8 Sunday night. The officer began a pursuit that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour and crossed the state line into Lawrence County. The chase ended when the cruiser struck a business at the intersection of Mohawk School Road near the school district complex. The officer was flown to a Youngstown hospital with broken ribs. The speeding vehicle eluded capture and the driver is still being sought. An arrest warrant was dismissed for a former Youngstown mayoral candidate. Warrant issued last week against John White. He was charged with domestic violence and disrupting public service May 2nd. White appeared in Trumbull County Court Wednesday. A grand jury will hear his case. He had filed with the Mahoning County Board of Elections to run for mayor as an independent. According to WFMJ-TV, White became angry with a family member who declined to run in White's place after he found out he'd been ruled ineligible. He was arrested and released the same day. Police in Warren are investigating a fatal shooting. It reportedly took place near a convenience store on West Market Street and Southern Boulevard at about 3 this morning. The victim was found in a vehicle. His name has not been released. West Market was closed for several hours as police investigated. The Trumbull County Grand Jury will decide whether to charge a Warren woman for her part in a fatal crash. A car driven by 35-year-old Brittany Ulam left Route 46 in Bezetta early on November 3rd. She and a pastor were ejected from the vehicle, which traveled down an embankment. Pastor, 31-year-old Frank Walter of Cortland, ended up in the road where he was hit by another vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Ulam suffered serious injuries. Her blood alcohol level was 0.34. Blood tests reportedly indicated the presence of prescription drugs. Grand jury considering a charge of aggravated vehicular homicide. A warrant issued for a Warren man who failed to appear in court last week. 43-year-old Joseph Pizzullo was to be sentenced on a charge of election falsification. He pleaded guilty in February. Investigators said Pizzullo submitted approximately 45 fake or forged signatures on a petition to block construction of a city impound lot on Main Avenue Southwest. He faced a sentence of 6 months to a year in prison. Two houses in Youngstown were hit by vehicles in separate crashes Sunday morning. A car crashed into the front porch of a home on Himrod Avenue at about 2 o'clock. The vehicle suffered heavy damage. Those involved fled the scene. At about 10:45, a car crashed in the 3000 block of Idlewood Avenue. The car hit the house, then a fire hydrant, and the house again. There was no information on the driver or any passengers. A vehicle fleeing police just after the first crash ran a stop sign and hit the back of a Youngstown police cruiser. The driver suffered minor injuries. He was taken into custody. The police officer was not hurt. Vandals trashed at least 10 classrooms at an Akron school over the weekend and left a bomb threat on a whiteboard. The threat prompted Akron Public Schools to close Innis Community Learning Center along East Avenue on Monday. Suspects broke in and heavily damaged computers and other equipment and left the threat. The school district said because buses were already in transit when the threat was discovered, students were redirected to Garfield Community Learning Center. They were being housed in the auditorium at Garfield under staff supervision. Families were notified and asked to pick up their students. Police brought in bomb-sniffing dogs to sweep the school. Two people dead, a child missing after a train hit pedestrians in Fremont, Ohio. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert with details.
Police say a freight train hit a group of people fishing on a bridge near Toledo, killing a woman and her adult daughter, and crews overnight were searching for a 5-year-old missing in the Sandusky River. The freight train's owner, Norfolk Southern, says it is cooperating with investigators. Another child was also injured.
The 18-month-old was saved by a Good Samaritan who performed CPR until paramedics arrived. She's reportedly in critical condition.